It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Power Hour coming up next hour here on the show. All our picks for the NBA and Major League Baseball. What would you say your excitement level is, Ken, for the Masters?
I'm not there yet. Like, I don't think it's dawned on me yet that it's like tomorrow and I get to watch it. I'm going to have a lot of the weekend free to watch it, actually, which is going to be awesome. I don't think I'm there yet. Maybe through having Feinberg on later, doing our picks. Maybe I can kind of get there, and obviously I'll be on my phone. Like, one of my golf staples is 1 a.m. making like 10 too many bets on my phone while I'm falling asleep for the golf tournament the next morning.
So Davis Maddox is going to join us momentarily. We'll do a lot of golf betting, Masters betting with him. But next Tuesday, 6 days from today, is my girlfriend's birthday.
Oh, okay.
She's turning 29. I turned 38 this year. I'm going to say that as many times as I can because it makes me feel really good about myself.
Oh, yeah.
So we are going
to emphasize the positive. Let's do that.
So, her family, it's like doing dinner for her on Sunday night. I can't like not be there for it. And I actually said to her, I was like, well, she's like, what do you have? And I think at this point, she actually hates sports right now. I think she'll get past that after the tournament. But she's like, you don't have sports this weekend, right? The tournament's over. I was like, well, actually, it's the biggest golf tournament of the year. So she's like,
you're going to hate me.
So when do you have to watch? I'm like, well, like, I could probably get away with missing a bunch of it, but like the final round is Sunday, and I definitely have to watch it.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, but we're going to dinner on Sunday night with my family. And it was said in a tone that like brokered no argument. So I didn't argue. So now I feel like I'm going to have to put the old DVR trick to the test.
Yeah. You haven't talked about on the show yet.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I went to dinner last night. I didn't see the Houston Baylor game live. Watched it on DVR. It was like life-changing. You fast forward through all the BS. There's a foul called. You fast forward to the free throws. You don't have to see the replay. No commercials. It's great. So I think that's what I'm going to have to do on Sunday is DVR, like the final like 4 hours of the Masters, and then get home and just rip through it on DVR and get to the finish and avoid spoilers. So that's going to be my Sunday is trying to avoid spoilers and then going out to dinner, missing the Masters live, which sucks, but better than the alternative, which is getting hassled endlessly and never hearing the end of it.
Nice. Yeah. Like that's, I don't know if DVR works great for golf necessarily. Cause like it's literally on commercial free for like 3 hours consecutively. College basketball is the absolute best for it, but you'll figure out a way. It worked great for you on Saturday. It'll work great this weekend.
I wish I could describe like the desperation in her voice when like I said that like Sunday is the day that I need to watch. And she was like, but my family's having dinner. I'm just like, okay, like, great. I'll be there. Like, okay. I'll figure it out. Like, this is, I would rather, no matter what it is, I'm not missing dinner for anything in the world because the consequences are going to be horrendous. Okay. Our buddy Davis Maddox is right now. Davis is awesome. You're Davis with us throughout football season, giving up his takes on fantasy football and NFL gambling as well. He is the co-host of the Swolecast. He is the host of the TakeCast. He is on Twitter at Davis Maddox. And he's a big golf better and a big golf DFS player. So Jack talks some Masters with our buddy Davis Maddox. Davis, what's going on, brother? Welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley with you. How do you feel here? We stand on the precipice of the Masters.
I feel great, man. I am super excited to talk golf with you guys. I have a bunch of bets fired in. All my DFS lineups are done, so nothing I can do but wait for them to tee off tomorrow.
But and hopefully kind of go over everything with us and people who are trying to build a DFS lineup, because I know I had some friends text me today. My brother-in-law texted me like, hey, you know, I think this is the one tournament where even if you don't play DFS, you're like, I'm going to put in a millionaire maker lineup. I'm going to put in a couple things. Let's do, you said you fired in a bunch of bets. Let's do that first. Guessing we played a bunch of outrights, maybe some head to heads. What are some betting market, you know, type stuff that you're interested in?
Yeah. So I fired some outrights, some T10s, definitely a lot of stuff in the head to head market. So the outrights that I feel, well, okay. I bet Bryson at the top of the board, but that's a personal thing. The best bet on the board is to bet John Rahm at the top of the board, but obviously you don't want to be betting multiple guys at the top of the board. So do as I say, not as I do. Rahm is the best bet on the top of the board. I bet Bryson, but then my two favorite bets more in the mid-range are Patrick Cantlay. I think you can snag him at around 20-1 right now. Xander, you can get at 25-1. But pretty much if you know, buddy's texting me this week about DFS, about the Masters, I said, Rahm at the top, Xander and Cantlay. Those are the ones that I am telling people to get into.
Davis, you are awesome with the DFS stuff. And like, I don't play a lot of golf. I mean, I do play golf DFS, but like, it's not like football DFS where like, I feel good about like my lineup construction, really feel like I know what I'm doing. I don't play a ton of golf DFS. And we had our friend Will Brinson on the show yesterday on Tuesday. Will has done very well this season doing golf DFS. And I know this is something that you do well with as well. So for people out there that are interested in filling out, you know, a DFS lineup, whether it be Millie Make or something else for the Masters this week, who are some guys that you like? Who are some guys that you don't like here? Just kind of lay out your referral strategy for us.
Yeah. So kind of overall, the thought is DFS golf is more of a test in game theory than it is in figuring out who is going to do well, because there just is so much variance week to week that you are better off focusing on playing golfers who have good outcomes in their ranges of outcomes, but who are not going to be super popular. So for example, at the top of the board, you know, we have Justin Thomas, who is, you know, very popular, great form, has great outright odds, but he's super popular. So at Daily Roto, we have been projected to be in about 24% of people's lineups. Compare that to Rory McIlroy, very similar price, very similar ranges of outcomes, but we have Rory projected to be in about 11% of people's lineups. And you can go down the board and you can find examples of this, right? Tyrrell Hatton priced at 8,900. We have projected to be in about 7% of lineups, whereas Matthew Fitzpatrick, similar skills, similar price tag, we have him projected to be about 17%. So even without all of that, you know, extra complex thinking, basically you're thinking, I want to be selecting golfers who can do well, who other people think are not going to do well. That's sort of the mission statement.
Sure. I think that makes a ton of sense. I actually think that's really good kind of general advice for people that are playing DFS. I know from doing NBA a few years ago, it's kind of the same thing, right? Like superstars who people don't like versus, you know, everyone's going to have Anthony Davis in their lineup or something like that. Sounds like a similar theory for golf. In terms of like specific golfers, maybe we don't have to do every tier of pricing and everything, but among the elite guys, I feel like in this tournament, that's always a place where people struggle, right? So you have, you know, like Bryson and Rory and Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson and all these guys, and like how many people are going to use Spieth and all these kind of things. So the outright guys at the top of the market who are all probably priced pretty high, maybe except for Spieth in the DFS lineup, like if you had to go with like one elite golfer or two, or if you're going to tell us like actually don't pick any and that's the way you get contrarian, like what kind of general advice, at least in terms of like the superstar golfers, would you give to our listeners?
So my personal strategy is I think you want to anchor every lineup with one stud, because just so often, I mean, the Masters is almost always won, and this is true for all major championships, it's almost always won by someone very high up in the outright markets. Very rarely at the Masters and at other major championships do we see, you know, your Colin Morikawas and your Gary Woodlands happen far less often than your DJs, than your Rahms, than your Brysons, than your JTs, than your Rorys. It's just kind of the nature of the way that major championships work. So this week for me, it's Bryson and Rory are going to be the guys that anchor most of my lineups, because they have that great combination of win equity and lower ownership. And then that next group is Xander and Cantlay. For me, Xander, I think particularly seems like someone that the public, they were used to be enamored with him. They're kind of off of him now, but I think Xander wins this week. That's like my biggest position in all these markets is piling in on Xander.
You bet. BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, joined by our buddy Davis Matic at Davis Matic on Twitter, talking Masters betting and Masters DFS. Davis, what about some bargain basement guys, right, as we look to complete our lineups, right, that maybe a little off the beaten path? Guys down the odds board, and this could be a betting question as well, like James Mazzola, I think you're familiar with, was on with us yesterday. He threw out Abraham Ancer as a guy. I think he's 90-1 right now at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, as someone that kind of fits the bill there. Do you have a couple long shots, bargain basement guys that you might like?
Yeah, I got a couple dart throws in the betting markets. I like Will Zalatoris as top debutant, like him in the T10 markets, like him in the T20 markets. I threw a little taster there on him at 95-1 to win the event, because I mean, imagine the death tilt of betting a guy T5 and he wins and you didn't bet him to win. You gotta have both. Some of the value guys for DFS, the aforementioned Will Zalatoris. I think Carlos Ortiz looks pretty decent. You know, a guy who has terrible short game, but other than that, fits the course pretty well. Siwoo Kim is pretty cheap on the daily fantasy sites. I expect him to, you know, at least make a ton of birdies, at least score well. Harris English, a guy I never like to play, but he is priced at $7,300 on DraftKings, and he is going to be about 3% owned. And then Billy Horschel is another cheap one. The cheapest name I will give out is Matt Jones. I will say I think that Matt Jones will make the cut. That's the highest endorsement I will give him.
Davis, we only have about a couple minutes left, but I was told by Nick, and I kind of knew this anyway, that you were always really big on NBA Top Shot. This is something that we did a lot on our show about a month ago or 2 months ago as it was becoming really popular. There's like a mania around it. Still going on. You know, I don't follow it that closely, but I know it's something that you're still very interested in. For people that kind of lost interest or forgot about it or whatever, again, we have about 90 seconds left. Just kind of, you know, your impressions of, you know, is it still a thing? Is it still popular? Where's it going?
Yeah, it's still a thing. Something that's going on right now is we are just seeing that euphoria leave the market, which in most marketplaces long term is a healthy thing. And my thing right now is I would rather the prices reach an equilibrium very quickly in like a week as opposed to just watching it bleed out. I'm very excited to see what they work on in terms of marketing and integration in the playoffs. And they are building a fantasy game for it that is going to exist, you know, soon, not soon, in like a year, we'll say. And I just am fascinated by it because I love sports and I love collecting, but I'm also, you know, permanently broken brained online. So I it's just a very exciting space for me.
Davis, I have a couple NFL draft questions to ask where I want you to give me a literal one word answer because we have about 75 seconds to go. So just one word answers okay. To the following questions. The best wide receiver in this year's NFL draft is who?
Ja'Marr Chase.
The San Francisco 49ers selecting Mac Jones at number 3 overall would be what?
Dumber than dumb.
Will the Atlanta Falcons trade out of the 4th overall pick?
No, they'll take Pitts.
Your favorite quarterback in the NFL draft is who?
Lawrence is the best. Lance has the highest upside.
Who is the best running back in the NFL draft?
Travis Etienne from Clemson.
So listen, Davis is awesome, man. Like does a lot of fantasy football content, dynasty stuff. So we're talking in our chat here. We definitely want to have you on before the NFL draft to talk a lot about this stuff and hit him up on Twitter at Davis Maddock. Tweets a lot of his thoughts about these prospects. He's awesome. Davis, appreciate it, man. Good luck with the Masters. We'll talk to you soon here on You Better, You Bet. We are 2 hours in the books. Next hour, power hour here on the BetQL Audio Network. All our picks in the NBA and Major League Baseball. And it's coming up next.